Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
That is Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melody, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so as we get into the middle of another week, what's today, Wednesday?
Yes.
I was trying to think real hard this week, because last week we were talking about our favorite and worst days of the week. And I was like, yesterday is Tuesday, and I had said, remember, Tuesday are my favorite days of the week.
Yeah, which is our least favorite. Kevin and I's least favorite day is Tuesday.
But my thought was Tuesday's the furthest from Monday, so I love it. I did not like Tuesday yesterday.
Me neither.
Mm-mm. So I'm off of Tuesday. I'm done. You all were right, and I got hammered on text saying, how could Tuesday be your favorite week? You're right. Today's Wednesday. I'm going to give today a shot. Maybe today will be my favorite day.
This could be your favorite day.
But it's the middle of the week. Like, I woke up this morning, and I'm like, it's like you're in the middle of nothingness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, it's the vat of nowhere to go. What am I excited about? Tomorrow being Thursday?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I need more than that, man.
You're halfway through the work week. That is what is exciting.
Halfway. See, that's like half. Like, I know when I'm like running and I'm halfway where I need to go, I'm like, oh my God, I'm only halfway.
I know. I will say that.
You ever been on like the treadmill, the elliptical, and you're halfway where you want to go and you're like, halfway?
Exhausted. Yeah. I use an app and it pops up and it tells you that you're halfway there. Even if you're listening to music, it'll let you know. So I'll think like, oh, I'm over halfway. Even though I know I haven't heard the alert yet, I'm like, I've got to be. And then it's like, oh, you're halfway there. I'm like, what? I can't possibly go any further.
I know. I hate getting the little beep. I've actually turned all my stuff off. Like, I don't want to know when it's halfway. I want to know when the end, when I've hit the
end. You are done.
Yes.
It just stops completely.
So hope everyone has a great Wednesday and it becomes your favorite day of the week. Coming up, Zach Brown Band tickets. We're doing that at 9:10. Before that, we've got Pig Jig tickets. That's Jake Owen this Saturday night, and we've got those at 7:40.
Well, there you go. That's how you make a Wednesday better.
Well, that's a big weekend, too. Saturday, Jake Owen. Sunday, Zach Brown Band. So your weekend's sort of kind of covered when it comes to country music. Got that all taken care of. 7:40, Jake Owen, Pig Jig tickets. Hang on.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
I tell you, the world goes on, the more words we learn. This is great. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. So the Oxford Dictionary has added another new word. I thought this was surprising. It is chillax. The word is chillax. Here it is in its official state.
Chillax.
That's how it's officially said, chillax. And then I was thinking...
chillax.
Kenny's new tour is chillaxification.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And maybe Kenny was really onto something. Maybe he knew this was a thing. I've heard chillax, but it's more of like a joke, you know?
Yeah.
And it's more, it's like older people trying to sound cool. They're like, I'm chillaxing.
Yeah, you need to chillax. I don't use that word.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, it sounds like some sort of medication you take when you're, you know, stuff's not moving.
When you're cold.
No.
No?
No. Like, you know, when you need to get things flowing, like, take chillax. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, I could see that. Yeah.
I do not say that word. Do you actually say it?
No.
Okay.
No. Like I said, I usually hear it and people are joking.
Right.
You know, like chillaxing. But it's said as a joke, like no one really, because you just say chill, right? What are you doing? Just chilling.
Yeah, chilling.
Yeah. But it's
I definitely
chillax.
Don't say chillaxing.
But I like the Kenny chillaxification angle. Maybe Kenny's onto something. This is going to be a thing. Maybe Kenny made it a thing. Maybe the Oxford Dictionary had no idea they were going to do this. And then Kenny announces the tour. It's going to be huge. And then they're like, make it official. It's chillax.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he does have a lot of power.
Got a lot of pull there. So
chillax.
It's official. You can use that word. It's in the dictionary. Chillax.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
That is new Thomas Rhett. It's called Remember You Young. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie.
Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Man, I think Garth Brooks is onto something with this dive bar tour. People are going crazy. It's brilliant. You can't buy tickets, but people get all excited and crazy. You listen to country radio, you win the tickets. Gosh, we've given out just dozens and dozens.
Yep.
And so Garth said, you know what, we'll just keep this thing going. He's expanded the dive bar to the Buckeye State. He's going to play, listen to this place, the Dusty Armadillo.
Yes! What an awesome name.
For a dive bar?
The Dusty Armadillo.
Heading down to the Dusty.
Oh, I bet you just call it the Dillo.
Or the Dillo.
There you go.
It all works.
Heading down to the Dillo.
The Dusty Dillo. And even better, it's in Ohio, but listen to this town, Rootstown, Ohio. This all works.
This is
the Dusty Armadillo in Rootstown, Ohio. It's Monday, October 28th. A couple of weeks away, of course.
Can't you just see the tumbleweed, too, just, like, going in front of this place?
Not in Ohio. That's not really what... But, yeah, I...
Well, in my imaginary in Ohio, your, that's
in your
what
Ohio,
I see.
That works, and
at
that's awesome.
Dusty Dillo.
You deserve to have your Ohio the way you want your Ohio. Of course, Garth is tonight here. I say here, but it's the closest the dive bar comes in Sanford. He's at the Barn, also an awesome name for a dive bar.
Yep.
Heading to the Barn. So, that's Garth. And that is the Dusty Armadillo in Rootstown, Ohio. I think this whole thing is really cool just because it's... I think we all got so used to, you know, go and buy them on this website or be part of a fan club on Facebook. And this is like, man, listen to the radio,
yep,
win the tickets, and come see me.
Old school.
Old school. And yep, I think it's really been kind of a super really cool thing. And just our audience has been going crazy for it. So y'all going to Sanford tonight for Garth.
Have fun.
Have a total
best time ever.
Blast. That is going to be good. And then maybe road trip to the Dusty Armadillo.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
All right, coming up at 7:40, we got those Pig Jig tickets. We're just about 40 minutes away. Pig Jig tickets. That's Jake Owen, and that's this Saturday night. Awesome, awesome show. I just love the whole theme of Pig Jigs. Outside, great food. Right on the river there. It's just awesome.
Yeah, so many people do that it's sold out. So if you want these tickets, this is how you're going to win them.
Yeah, so 7:40, you can win those here on 99.5 QIK. Also, get ready. We are two songs away from... This is like a parental crisis for Halloween. And I'm going to let y'all decide what's going to happen to my kids on Halloween. Y'all will decide.
Uh-oh.
You're texting votes, voting it up or down. We'll decide. We'll tell you the story in two songs, 99.5 QIK. Man, the kids, they're putting the pressure on me. The kids are putting the pressure on me. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. So Halloween's on Thursday night this year.
Yes.
Their obvious desire is that they can miss school on Friday. And they say all their friends are doing it. All the other parents, like their friends' parents, are saying, yeah, you don't have to go to school Friday because it's on a Thursday night. It's going to be a late night. Everyone's all excited and candy and running around with your friends and your neighbors and having all this fun. And they're like, but everybody's doing it. And, of course, I pulled out the whole, hey, you know, it didn't matter when Halloween was when I was growing up. We had to go to school the next day. I remember Halloween being on a Sunday. You were up Monday ready to go to school. My parents would have laughed at me if I said I'm not going to school because Halloween was the night before. Laughed at me. And we were talking the other day about Halloween's become such culturally such a big deal in the age of social media.
Huge.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, all their friends are doing it.
But do you really know that? You've talked to the other parents? Are they really staying home?
I talked to a couple of parents that confirmed it, but not all of them. No, not all of them, but a couple. Yeah.
I've never heard of this before, letting your kids stay home. I used to ask the day after Super Bowl.
Oh, that's still... you know what's funny? I was thinking about that last night. I was like, I wonder if I'm going to take the day after the Super Bowl off. Because I haven't done it the last couple of years, and I've regretted it every year.
Well, that makes sense, though, because it's so late. It goes so, so late.
But that's what the kids are saying.
Yeah, but the kids are done with trick-or-treating and in bed, still at a decent enough time.
Oh, they are? What time do you believe that is? I'd love to hear this.
I would say that they're done trick-or-treating by 8 o'clock.
Ha! No.
No way.
No. I mean, if you want to shut it down at 8, but trust me, that's going to be tough. They easily have their friends out there till 9, 9:30, and some of the older kids, 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Man, I got to go to a different neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was at my brother's last year, and the kids stopped coming by around 8 o'clock, and we're just like, all right, we got buckets of candy. Where are you guys?
Younger kids, yeah. But once you get into like middle school, high school, oh, it's, yeah. And I mean, the high school kids, they can.
Oh, you mean the people not dressed up carrying pillowcases? Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to get canned, just trying to get food. Mm-hmm. So should my kids be allowed to stay the day after and miss school? Now, they're saying all their friends are doing it. They even said, now, I don't know about this. I'm going to check on this, that the teachers are expecting a lot of kids to miss it. Because, again, it's on a Friday, so it's like a three-day weekend.
I applaud them in their argument. Like, hey, the teacher's already expecting it. Everybody else's parents are super cool. Do you want to be cool or not? You know? So that's, I respect it. But at the same time, you don't get a day off of school. I mean, you're still learning that day, aren't you?
I want to be a cool, fun dad, but I don't want to set the table for, you know what I mean? For too much. I don't want to set it for too much.
See, okay, obviously not a parent, So I don't know, but my logic would be there is going to be a day where they get off of school, where you choose to be a really cool parent and you're like, surprise, we're going to Disney or we're going to do something, and you take them out of school. Like, that is cool, and I think that that would be a good use of a day off. Just the day after Halloween, I don't know. That, yeah. To me, that seems like a waste.
One of the other arguments was we put all this time and creativity and money and fun into the costume, and now we have to go to bed at a regular time and get up and go to school. It's not fair.
So what's a regular time? But they're not, right? They're staying up late?
Stay up a little later, but yeah. Kevin, would you let your kids miss day after Halloween?
No, I would not.
They got to go.
Yes, they're going.
Got to go.
Yep.
Would you ever take them out, though, for a random day
to do
something cool?
We have.
That's a good use of a day.
I feel like when their friends are doing it, that becomes, you know.
Well, if everyone jumps off a bridge.
Well, I know. That's off a bridge. That was, yeah, but you can't. I know. People say that.
Parents say that,
right?
To you?
And that worked in 1988.
In the 1900s,
right? In the 1900s, that logic worked.
It never really worked. My mom would always say it. I'm like, well, how high is the bridge, and how cool is it?
None of my friends ever asked me to jump off a bridge. I kept saying, you know. But what if your friends asked to jump?
You grew up in Florida. That's why. My friends definitely asked me to jump off a bridge.
Bridges everywhere. I mean, but nobody ever said, like, I don't know. Did they really? What'd you say?
Absolutely. The bridge over in Tierra Verde, the one over in Johns Pass.
Okay, but what did you say?
Yes, let's do it. I mean, a couple times.
And then you did?
Well, my mom would ask me, would you jump off a bridge? I'm like, oh, she doesn't know I already have.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, I think it's good you're not a parent then. See, this has actually been an effective conversation. And
don't do what I
do. We're going to check your texts. Are kids staying home the day after Halloween? Should it be so? Are there other reasons why you or maybe your kids, friends, parents let them miss? Jake Owen is on now. It's QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
In or out? In or out? All right, this week's scenario is next, right after Travis Denning. We're going to give you a scenario. You have to decide if you would be in or out. You'll get it next, right after Travis Denning. And remember, 12 minutes away, we got those Jake Owen tickets for Pig Jig this Saturday night, 99.5 QIK. That's Travis Denning, after a few, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, here is this weekend's in or out, which will inevitably... What's that?
This weekend's in or out.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Oh, my goodness.
We're almost there, halfway through the week.
Man, I'm already at the weekend. Jeez, always. All right, so this Friday when it's Monday, I'll be regretting that. All right, so here we go. This week's in or out, Melanie, what is the scenario?
Okay. If you are a professional athlete, okay, and you are about to go to, or you're in the World Series,
okay,
or the Super Bowl, your team has made it. You've worked your entire career for this. But also, your wife happens to be pregnant, and she could go into labor at any moment. You find out that she is, in fact, going into labor during the World Series and or the Super Bowl. Now, you have two options. Are you in or are you out? You can stay, and you win the Super Bowl or the World Series, but you miss your child's birth. Or you go, and you see the child be delivered, and... You don't know if you win or lose the Super Bowl. Could let your entire team down, all of the fans. But you saw your child be born.
So if you go, you win.
If you go to the game, you win. Okay, so are
you're
you
a Super Bowl
in?
Champion,
you get to win the Super
World
Bowl
champion.
Or the World Series, but you miss your child's birth. Are you in or are you out?
Is this your first child?
What does it matter?
Sure, first
I don't
child.
Know.
First
I'm
child.
Just trying to get all the information.
Does that make it tougher? Yes, first child.
Oh, man. It does make it tougher, actually, I think.
So this actually happened. I got this in or out from a real story. Daniel Hudson is one of the pitchers for the Nats.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they could be going to the World Series.
They are going but yeah, last week where they were still playing to figure out if they would be going, he had to miss a game because
his daughter was being born.
Kevin, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm out. I would want to be at the birth of my son or daughter. That's it.
No question. If, ands, or buts, that's it?
Absolutely.
You know...
What about your teammates? You're letting all your teammates down,
family
all the fans
above everything.
Down.
Family above everything.
Okay.
Here's the interesting part of this, is if your kids are growing up and... So medicine is so good today. These nurses and doctors are great.
Oh, I can already tell where this is going.
No. I know.
Well, I have five kids. I mean, I've got like a supreme trust in nurses and doctors. Like supreme.
Yeah, but nurses and doctors are not the father.
I understand, but I'm saying, do I trust them to do an awesome, excellent job for, you know, 12, 24 hours? But so here's the thing with the kids. Like, do they enjoy a lifetime of being able to say, my dad is a Super Bowl champion, and there's video to watch him win the Super Bowl, and the stories, you know what I mean?
Pretty epic.
Yeah. Do they get a lifetime of enjoyment out of that?
Or do they say, well, my dad was there when I was born. Do you even say that
ever? Or do they grow up and their friends go, oh, yeah, my dad said that your dad walked away from the team so you could be born. Oof. And they lost.
Let me ask you a question. Say you're the
oh, man, that's tough.
Say you're the starting pitcher in Game 7 of the World Series, right?
No, I'm in then. I'm playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you be able to focus on the game knowing that you're missing the birth of your child?
I think that increases the focus. Like, because
then
you have to win.
You better win.
You have to, because you just missed the birth of your firstborn.
You can't have your wife be furious at you and lose the game. No way.
Fastball child. Oh, boy. You know. I don't know. It's got to come into your head.
Well, that's when you throw the curveball. I mean, if you can't decide. Yeah, yeah, obviously. But, come on.
All right. I feel like we're missing a part here, too.
Okay.
What about your wife? Or you're, you know, even if you're not married, your baby mama, okay?
You know what? I would go out on a limb and say my wife would probably say, go play. I really do. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I haven't checked this out with her. But we've never been in this situation.
Maybe we should call Melissa.
I'm 5'6" and football and baseball teams never called.
Well. You could be a point guard in basketball, couldn't you?
What about, I could be the ball. That's about all I could be.
Yeah.
They throw me through the hoop. Melanie, what would you do?
Oh, this is so tough. Obviously, the angel on my shoulder wants to say family, top priority, absolutely. But then on the other side, I think this could benefit your family in so many ways. Think of the endorsement deals you could do and all of the other things, the career. I don't know. This is a highlight in your career.
What about your parents? Shouldn't they be allowed to see? You know, I think about all the stuff we drive our kids to. Don't your parents deserve for all the sacrifices they make? Don't they get to see you play in the World Series or Super Bowl? Don't they get a vote? Shouldn't that be a consideration?
Ooh, that is a good point.
How about your brothers and sisters that went and cheered you all along? Peewee football, middle school, high school football, college football. Shouldn't they get an opportunity to say we were with you the whole way?
This is why it's a tough in
or out. I think you got to think about that with them. There's a whole nother family line that we're not thinking about.
And not just their families, but all of your teammates' families.
Kevin, your son, okay, is the starting quarterback of the Bucks in 34. I don't know if I'm close on that. I got to be somewhat close.
Wow, yeah. I can't wait till 2034.
How old will he be in 2034?
2034, he'll be 21.
Well, he absolutely could be the starting quarterback. I mean, young, but yeah, you know, early draft, it'll be good. And he has the ability to play in the Super Bowl, but he's going to have a baby. And he's got to make a decision. Starting quarterback Super Bowl, Kevin, what do you want him to do?
I would want him to be with his family.
Oh,
I do.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I do.
No, that's great. Hey, that's great. You said it so quick, but wouldn't it be tough?
I think it would be a very tough decision.
If he called and left it up to you, you would say be with your family.
Yeah.
All right.
I would.
That's cool. This is a tough one, yeah.
This is a tough one.
I couldn't, if my son called, I would have to think on that hard.
You have to think
I would. I'm still thinking on it hard. It's almost like they've really asked. It's weird.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Here is the in or out scenario. Are you in or are you out? 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew, as always. This kind of splits 50-50. These are tough scenarios, and you have to ask yourself, would you be in or are you out? Today's scenario, brought up by Melanie, is really good. You're a professional athlete. Your team is going to, you know, whatever the mecca is of that sport, World Series, Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, your wife is, you know, she was not all of a sudden pregnant. You knew she was pregnant.
No, that would be weird.
But she's gonna deliver on the day, the final day, so the Super Bowl or World Series Game 7. You're the star player. If you go and play, you win. You do what they thought you would do, you win. But if you say, no, I'm out, I'm going to go and watch the birth of my firstborn, then the team loses. Would you be in or would you be out? 800-992-1099. Let's get to Pam real quick before we get to some of the text. What do you got, Pam?
I would say stay and play. I actually have a nephew that will be playing at the World Series.
Wow, that's amazing.
I would say stay.
There you go. And I think when you're... Thank you, Pam. I think when you have family and you're connected, I do think it changes it. So there's Pam who has a nephew, and she says, no way, stay and play. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but so is having your firstborn. That's where it gets really, really tough. Some of the other texts coming in. I'm in. You never know if you're going to have the chance to win the championship ever again, but you can always have a second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth kid.
That's one way to look at it.
Oh, my gosh. Melanie touched on it, but I think the other part of the equation is the wife's opinion of the situation. Very important. Very, very important.
Yeah, I mean, is she by herself? That changes things. If she's got a gang of people with her, she feels supported, and she's watching the game as she's pushing, and she's okay with it, then by all means.
From downtown St. Pete, I'm a mom of two, and I tell my husband to go and play. Well, that's interesting, then, Melanie, to turn that text a little bit more on you. So your husband, Brian, is an all-star pitcher.
Okay.
And there
Ooh,
you are.
I like this scenario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you telling? Like, he comes to you and says, what do you want me to do? But they need me, and what would you tell him to do? If he asked you and it was up to you.
Truthfully, I really would say that he should stay and play. Because I think that ultimately that is going to better our future and our family that we're now growing. So it would have to be kind of a selfless act. It would be, okay, yes, do I want him here and him to choose family over everything? Absolutely. But in reality, this could set us up for an amazing future. So go and play.
Pretty good. And somebody in St. Pete agrees with you 100%. As a wife, I would want my husband to go to the World Series. The baby would never know that he missed the birth. A lot of people saying you got to go and play to win the game. It's a huge opportunity. And like I think, too, man, imagine your kid being able to say, my dad is a champion. And I have, let's watch. You know what I mean? A champion.
I was born on the day my dad won the Super Bowl or played in the World Series and won. I mean, that is an epic birth story.
Totally epic birth story. All right, a lot of text pouring in. We'll get to more of those coming up. Also, callers 9 and 10 right now. Let's do this for Pig Jig this weekend. Jake Owen is there Saturday night. Callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099. Call us now.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Pig Jig tickets, also otherwise known as Jake Owen tickets, because he's headlining Pig Jig this Saturday night. Going to be awesome. We've got Lynette and Renee, our contestants this morning. Lynette, you were the ninth caller. You got in first, so you're going to start. We're going to give you a category, Lynette. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Renee, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you all just go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. Don't repeat anything you say, anything anyone else says. No repeats. All right. 5 seconds is on the clock.
Yes, it is.
There's a new soda flavor out.
Yeah. Pineapple Mountain Dew. It's called Maui Burst.
Oof.
I don't know. I've never thought, I would like some more pineapple.
Give me a burst of Maui anytime. I don't know. All right. So in honor of that, Lynette, the category is name sodas. Go.
Coke. Sprite. Mountain Dew. Orange Crush. Squirt, Pepsi, an Orange Crush.
Already been said.
It was just said. Renee, you win. Congratulations, Renee.
Thank you.
You're so good. You're going to Jake Owen this Saturday night.
Pig Jig.
Yay!
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Dirks, living. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. You know, Wheel of Fortune, it's an iconic American show. Been watching it for, you know, a million years.
Wheel of Fortune!
So cool. And you know that after they play the first round, they will go in and Pat Sajak will ask people, you know, well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Right.
Well, last night, listen to this man give the little quick scope into his life.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan. Jeez. And I have one rotten grandson.
Yay!
Obviously.
Yay!
That's Sajak.
Sajak.
So awkward.
Sajak was like,
Yay!
So at the end, and of course, a lot of people didn't see, but the guy goes, I'm just kidding, obviously. But he wanted to go out there and stand out. It was really, really funny. And his wife has to just be the coolest, like just a big sense of humor for him to go like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to totally flip this. You know what I mean?
Totally. Because everyone just gives the PC same answer every time.
Same answer.
Well, I'm married to the love of my life. We have three wonderful children. Everyone says the same exact thing.
Life couldn't be better.
Right.
Yeah. Even if I win a million, I it doesn't matter. I'm already a millionaire. And now this guy comes on and he calls his wife an old battle axe.
Yay!
Yay! That's really interesting. Good job last night.
Yay!
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
This kid, man, this kid gets busted. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. He has Alexa do his homework with him. Listen to this.
Alexa, 6 multiplied by 6.
6 times 6 is 36.
What is going on here? No, that is not how you do homework.
Alexa, 4 multiplied by 4.
4 times 4 is 16.
You do realize you'll be doing all this again yourself.
So the mom hears this from the other room and grabs her phone and she's like, I am going to bust my kid having Alexa do homework with him.
Totally busted.
And she did. And I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, man, it's one thing to get online and search. And yes, you are still cheated.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have to go through the web pages, and I guess at some point you still sort of learn the process, maybe, by going online. But when you just ask
it's
Alexa.
Just adding an extra step.
Yeah.
It's still the same thing.
You're not as lazy.
Yeah.
You're a little less lazy, but this is ridiculous. I mean, Alexa's just flat out doing the work.
I mean, I kind of applaud the kid.
I have a buddy of mine. He was getting a master's degree. And he said that they would go to Alexa for like some of the most unbelievable quick links to get the answers. And she would know it.
Okay. I feel like a moron because I went back to school and just graduated this year. I didn't use Alexa for anything.
Well, because you're a good person.
I used Google. Like old school people.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? That is so true. Google is old school. It's like, hey, Google that. Google that. Why? I can just say it out loud and Alexa can bring it to me. What do you mean Google? You know what's crazy? That's going to be in like 10 years. You know, when people were like, Google it, people are going to be like, oh, God, I got to Google it. Let me grab my phone. Let me go to Google.
It'll be like going to the library. They're right. Like, why did you do all of that work?
You what could do you just mean the encyclopedia?
Think about it and the answer comes to you.
It's crazy. This is where life is. 2019 strikes again.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's nutbags north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Texas, the Lone Star State, is checking in today for nutbags north of Florida. So this guy, the police issue a warrant on a burglary charge. And they said, you better turn yourself in. And he goes, oh, you want me to turn myself in? And he goes, the police say, yeah. He
That's
goes,
how a warrant works.
Right. He goes, nope. If you want me, come and get me. Police said, have it your way. So they go to his house.
Oh my gosh.
Well, he was there, but he was hiding in his attic. Well, here's the thing. When they go to serve a warrant, they're going to check the attic.
Of course they are.
And there he was. He challenged the police. They said, okay, we'll come and get you. He was at his house in his attic.
Yeah. It's like a really bad game of hide and seek.
It's the worst game ever. It's like you challenge the police to come find you, and you're at your house? Okay. Let's go over to Wisconsin. The cheese state.
Yeah, that's where my family lives.
There you go.
The cheese state.
So, it is the cheese state.
It is. So a security guard was working overnight at Bath & Body Works, right? Well, he decided, because he was really bored, to have some fun, and he goes, let me take off my handcuffs and handcuff myself. He's that bored. Well, he must have been really bored when he left his handcuff key at home.
Oh, no!
And he had handcuffed himself.
Yes!
Here's the thing. This guy had enough talents, because he handcuffed himself in the front of his body, to pick up his phone and call 911 and say, I'm the overnight guard at Bath & Body Works, and I've handcuffed myself together, and I need the real police to come and let me out.
Can you imagine that call on the radio? We need to dispatch someone to Bath & Body Works.
The police responded, and they did spring the guy loose. The officers, though, issued him a warning that you shouldn't use the handcuffs on yourself. So. Right. There you go.
The lesson was learned.
Nutbags, north of Florida. Yeah. Don't hide from the police at your house.
Yes.
Don't handcuff yourself. Okay?
Yep.
I know it's basic, but let's fundamentals first, guys. Let's start there and see what happens.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.